Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I asked Bob Griswold to come back on because there are people that fail to appreciate the gravity of this situation. I've got friends, family members. Oh, it's not that bad, Dave. There you go again. It's just business as usual. It'll be fine. There's no problem. Leave your money in the bank. Don't tell people to take their money out. What's wrong with you? I've heard all these things here in the last 48 hours. And Bob and I have had this discussion a couple times off air. So I said, hey, we need to wake people the heck up. So this is the purpose of having Bob Griswold back on. Before we join him, though, I'm going to add a couple more. I'll pour more salt into the wound of disinformation, shall we? I'm going to make this bold statement soon. The only food you're going to have access to is the food that's already inside your house. They are just about complete in shutting the food supply down when they decide to do it. And you need to realize that they have been running beta tests all the time. The railroad this, the railroad that, the crop yield this product, the crop yield that product, whether you're talking corn or whatever you're talking about, I don't care what the product is, okay, they have been running beta tests constantly on the food supply, and they won't stop until you eat bugs or starve to death. Well, My Patriot Supply is one of the few companies still in business. Many of them sold out to the government, many have gone out of business, but they stand at the ready to help you with your food supply needs while we're still able to offer this service. And that's not hyperbole, that's my firm belief. So what do you get? Restaurant quality food. You get 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. Great pricing. Sales are available. $200 of prepping gear will be sent to you on a qualifying offer. I could go on and on, but the bottom line is this is the best that there is that's left. So what you need to do is go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com and get started today getting the food that you need. You go, well, how much do I need to get, Dave? Well, I remember we used to say 6 months, then it was 2 years. We don't have an answer now because we don't know if we're ever going to get this back once we lose it. A lot hangs in the balance. I would say order like there's no tomorrow. Again, that's my honest answer. So foodwithdave.com, and also too, water filtration, grid down scenario. You think that's far-fetched now? Well, obviously, if you think that, you haven't been coming here long enough. So we're telling you right now, you need to get good water filtration. We have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter. Limited supplies because they do not overproduce so they can keep the price down. Additionally, they too have not raised their prices. They too have specials. And the research that shows just how good they are is available at waterwithdave.com. So we got the food, foodwithdave.com. You got the water. Waterwithdave.com. We'll sneak in another one here before the hour is out. But these are the primary sponsors for this edition of the Common Sense Show. And ladies and gentlemen, Bob Griswold is here, I think, to tell you that the gravity of the hour is here. There is no running from what's landed on our doorstep. This isn't the chest pains before the heart attack. The heart attack has begun. Bob, welcome to the show.
I think this might be the postmortem, Dave.
You really think it's that far? I still see a little bit of light, but it's dim.
I don't know where. I mean, to me, okay, there's so much to talk about on this. There's so many levels. I remember last week when we were doing the TV program, you know, every time the Democrats get caught with their zipper down, they have to create a crisis. Now, they knew this crisis was coming, as they said. The Silicon Valley Bank had more red flags in it than a Chinese Communist Party meeting. I mean, they knew that this bank was in serious trouble. They knew they could not make their obligations. Excuse me for a second. Thank you. They knew they couldn't make their obligations. They waited until they needed a crisis to roll this out. Okay? So where's J6 now, Dave? Let me ask you that. Where's all the Tucker Carlson footage on J6?
The perfect distraction has happened.
Oh, yeah. You touch people's money, and what happens? I mean, you can touch a lot of different things. You touch people's money, and all of a sudden, Everything goes out the door. Everything else goes out the door. I got to get my money. So they create a run on the banks. The perfect distraction. Perfect. But it does show the underlying weakness of American banking institution. And when you're talking about getting your food and stuff, I mean, we could have a banking holiday. We don't know how systemic this thing is going to go. And Joe Biden just stood up, and this is the other thing. We need to unpack all these things. But the U.S. just effectively took over the banks yesterday, effectively nationalized all the banks. Joe Biden came in and says, it doesn't matter what, $250,000, we're going to cover everybody. Everybody better have access to their money. Now, if he really does that, what he said, you know, people start to think, wow, you know, my money is safe. No, it's not. I mean, they're going to start to transition this. Joe Biden clearly stated this is just step one, making sure everybody can get their money. Now, did he say, Dave, how they can get their money? No. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happens if it just becomes digital money?
That was my answer. That was my answer to your question. Yeah. This is the setup for digital.
It's all deliberate. This is the great reset happening. This has been planned. See, we wonder, we ask these questions, and you know, you and we get to the point we want to pull our hair out when we hear them. How can people be so dumb that they spend all that money and not know there's going to be consequence? They know there's consequence. They want the consequence. You spend, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars and throw it into the economy like there's no tomorrow, and you know you're going to get hyperinflation. You know it's going to happen. And so what happens is, you know, these banks, which had borrowed a lot of money in treasuries at, 2%? That's what they're getting on them? Trillions of dollars and 2%? Or at least billions of dollars at 2%. And all of a sudden, you know, they start raising the interest rate. Now the treasuries are paying 5%. That paper you're holding at 2% really is not very, very desirable. And so you become an inequity of equity. This is not rocket science. This is predictable. The federal government wants these banks to fail because it gives them the ability to what? Never let a good crisis go to waste. It gives them the ability to what, Dave? Take them over. Do you think they might even want to do that? You know, you might get that inkling that they might want to take the banks over for their own purpose. Because once they control the banks, they can control what way you get your money. And they hate cash. They want to get rid of the cash. They want to have complete control. You mentioned food. You mentioned water. I mentioned all the other stuff, you know, ammunition, firearms, night vision, radios, medical supplies, whatever it is. And I'd say, you know, we're actually rolling out the digital currency, but once it rolls out in earnest, that stuff will be up to their discretion whether you buy it or not, or whether you get it or not. So right now we are in the most precarious situation. Every day goes by, our nation becomes more and more precarious. And on top of that, we're really, I was reading Lou Rockwell this morning, and, you know, Joe Biden's budget this year is a war budget. He's planning on going to war with China. He's planning on going to war with Russia. Right now, China has more capital naval ships than we do, okay? But if you add China and Russia together, the Atlantic ran an article yesterday, Dave, I don't know if you saw it, that we no longer have mastery of the seas. We're losing that. The mastery of the seas. And so in every way demonstrable, Joe Biden has destroyed this country. And he tried to blame, you know, Trump for, I don't know if you saw that, for taking the regulations away that allowed Silicon Valley Bank to happen.
That's a bold
Why don't you put him back?
Bob, that is a bold-faced lie.
Well, I know it is, but Joe Biden, you've been in office 2 years. Why don't you put him back? Why don't you reinstitute them? I mean, you know, you've been there 2 years. You could have easily reinstituted them by executive order. You could have done that. Why didn't you do it? See, the whole thing is a lie. Every bit of it's a lie. Every bit of it's planned. Every bit of it's orchestrated. And you touch people's money, and they will dance your tune. And so that's what we see going on right now. Everybody's feeling reassured. Well, the president said they're going to cover my money. First of all, where does the government going to get all that money from, which could be trillions and trillions of dollars? They don't have it. They're going to have to borrow it more to pay all this obligation back, because all these banks are in the same way. The last 10 years, stockbrokers had a real fun time trying to make investment calls because there was no money to be made. Interest rates were so low, they had to take extreme speculation, you know, risky things to try to get their portfolios to show profit. And all that risk mounted up, and it's not only the banks we're hearing about. I got a text yesterday from a friend that showed 8 local banks that were shut down. And we know that yesterday the SEC shut down numerous banks from trading because their stocks, it tripped the circuit breaker as far as their stocks taking a nosedive. So I just want people to see this in this, Dave, that what we're facing is deliberate. That's the first thing you have to understand. It is deliberate. Okay? It is designed to transition the U.S. economy from a private banking system, which is not very private anymore, but from a somewhat private banking institution to a complete national banking institution. You know, stuff Alexander Hamilton warned us of. No national bank. But be that as it may, we're seeing that transition right now, and then with their desire that they show to push towards the national currency, the digital currency, that's the Hegelian dialect we've seen. You know, problem, answer, solution. That's what we see happening right now. I don't know if you have a comment on that, but that's what I see happening, and that's what I believe we're witnessing right now. And so I would say the days of cash, unless something dramatic happens, are just about over.
Well, let me just back up here. I agree with you. At some point, the days of cash are over, and the people decide it's over. And here's what I mean by this. To say you're going to have digital currency is one thing. The full implementation of it is another. I will tell you this.
You're right.
Bob, let me finish. Okay, the full implementation is an entirely different matter. There was something that happened on Friday that's largely gone unreported as to the nature of what it really was, just that it happened. Wells Fargo, the most corrupt of all the major banks, they're all corrupt, but this is easily the most corrupt. They were, back in the past, they stole people's mortgages. I mean, when they had the mortgage debacle and so forth, right at the center of it was Wells Fargo. So, having said that about their character, on Friday, when SVB Bank was going down, along with the other two now that we know are in trouble, and one has collapsed and taken over, the other is on the verge, and 12 more are in the wings. Okay, now what happened Friday at that same time, and this was unreported in the mainstream media until Monday, Wells Fargo was not recording many of the direct deposits from employers. People lost money in their accounts. No one gained money. If you had a change in your real banking balance, it happened to be on the negative side. I believe that what we saw in Wells Fargo, that they're calling a computer glitch, was a beta test for the devaluation, the bail-in assessment for the money that you have in your account as a prelude to digital. I believe that was a beta test. I believe it failed. They still have more work. Hence, my position is they might be a little ways off from being able to implement digital, but they're sure as heck working on it.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that assessment. But, Dave, you look how fast change happens when you have an SVB, Silicon Valley Bank. How quick change happens. In one day, Joe Biden threw out the FDIC $250,000 cap, and basically came out and said, hey, we're going to cover everything. Because they know if they don't, you know, you just think of that. Life savings gone. Small business capital gone. all city, county investments, their retirement and their investments that put it in banks, gone. So cities go bankrupt. You go bankrupt. The small businesses go back. Startup companies go bankrupt because that's their capital. Retirees who have more that are not counting, they're just counting on Social Security, they have to just go on Social Security, which means a complete change in lifestyle, which means they're not going out and buying things like they used to, not driving what they used to. Their cars are foreclosed. Their mortgages are foreclosed because they don't have the money to pay the mortgage payment. So it cascades through the entire system. That's what we're witnessing right now. This is a cascade through the entire system, and we don't know where it's going to end. Once you start seeing what, Dave, here's the big thing I want to take away. If anybody takes things away from today, here's the big thing. Why do people take money out of the bank?
To safeguard it. Or to spend it. That's one of two things.
Bingo. You just nailed it. To spend it. What are they going to spend it on? Are they going to buy TV sets with it? I don't think so. I think they're going to buy necessities with it. What are necessities, Dave? I mean, think about it. What are they going to buy?
Food, water, food? Guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, tools.
You nailed it. Exactly. They're taking the money out, and I don't know if you did, but we saw big uptick in sales. People, coming in wanting to buy it right out, because we have a store. They walk in and wanted to buy stuff from us. I want to buy it. But that's what people are doing. So as this proceeds more and more, not only does it put a strain on the banking industry, but people who do get their money out and they realize that because the government's going to kick in trillions of more dollars and, bail everything out again, they don't want to call it a bailout, but it's a bailout, more inflation. I doubt if they'll raise interest rates anymore. Maybe they will. Maybe they want to drive this thing harder. But so the people that do get their money out are going to go and buy necessities with it. And that's going to, again, exacerbate the whole situation of supply chain and all that, because we could see an absolute replay of 2020 again. So this is when you started the program and you said, people just saying, oh, this is just like business as usual. Well, anybody who could think United States right now is business as usual has no idea of the historical, historical USA. They have no idea of what it is, because their business as usual has not been business as usual since Barack Obama. I mean, Bill Clinton did a pretty good job of it, but still, Bill Clinton, have to give him credit. He understood it was the economy, and he did maintain a fairly decent economy. But, when Barack Obama and all that ilk got in there, it was, any caution was thrown out the window, because that's what they were trying to do. To build back better, you have to tear down first. That should be the motto, not build back better, but we tear down first. And then, we build back better, but we don't build back better, we build back less. And so, Dave, that's what we're seeing going on right now. I just can't emphasize it too much. I just can't – I don't want to use the word fear, but because fear is irrational. So, but I cannot drive home the gravity of what we're seeing going on right now. The banking system of the United States just became the banking system. It's a United States bank now. And a war was fought over that thing in around 1812. We didn't want a national bank. But now we have it. And you can see from people's just reaction yesterday. Did you see what happened to gold and silver?
Yeah, that's predictable. Yeah.
Who's your gold and silver dealer? I'm just mentioning it.
Noble Gold.
Yeah, I mean, gold went up, with $30, 30 some dollars an ounce. Silver went up $1.30 an ounce. Because that's what people run to. When people are speculating, and you hear, and this is what happened in 2008. When you hear, wow, these people over here, they're Bernie Madoff, they're making 20% in an economy that's only paying 5%. Everybody rushes their money to that 20%. And that's, what we're going to see. But right now, people are starting having serious questions of the dollar. especially in the internet. Just to throw another insult to injury, Dave, the Chinese yen is performing far better than the dollar's performing. So, I mean, you're going to see people disinvesting out of the U.S. dollar now, I think, wholesale, and going to the Chinese yen and the BRICS currency, Mexico. I mean, what could we do more to piss off Mexico? Excuse me. You know, they're threatening to join BRICS. Our southern neighbor is, you know, going to join BRICS. I mean, do you feel like we're being encircled financially?
My answer would be this. We're not just being encircled financially. We're being absolutely captured at the top levels of our government. And I can't emphasize this strongly enough. The Brager Report says it all, and that's what I've been saying for years. Let me just lay this out very quickly. John Thaler's law firm, it's nonpartisan, investigated 26 states and, cartel motivated money laundering involving real estate paying off top politicians. Both the Secretary of State and the governor in Arizona are implicated, as well as 26 states with similar patterns. Three of the five county board of supervisors that led the election fraud, they are implicated in this. A lot of the legislature is implicated in this. I've been part of a group that forced the resignations of some of these people when the charges came out 18 months ago, and I just had a microcosm of the issue, but I'm familiar with the pattern. Here's the bottom line. China cartels. I'm going to give you this too, Bob. I don't want you to respond to this. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Three Maricopa County deputies, and in the most corrupt county in the United States now, the county I live in, and two Phoenix police officers have been busted for big-time drug dealing on behalf of the Sinaloa cartel. All of them are Hispanic. Now, this isn't to demean Hispanics. It's to show that some of these officers probably have families in Mexico that can be touched by the cartel, and you will do this or we will kill your families. That's happening now in America. This is how far the corruption has gone.
Oh, Dave, I mean, you know, I don't disagree with that at all. And as the federal government, Biden administration, and, you know, our Justice Department, all those are playing footsies with these cartels, thinking that you know, they're going to get benefit from, just like we did with the Chinese. We, you know, empowered the Chinese, and now look what's happened to the Chinese. They will probably clean our clock in the coming war. You know, we think we can hold the tiger by the tail, these cartels, but what they do is they infiltrate, and then they start buying off people. You know, then that's exactly what they do. We're going to murder your daughter. We're going to torture your wife. We're going to rape her in front of you. We're going to do that's the tactics these people use. And one by one, the elements of law enforcement start to fall to that. And you can tell that's the case because you see now more and more of these law enforcement agents wearing black hoods over their heads so nobody knows who they are. They're shielding themselves and their families supposedly from that. But it only goes so far because
you get into the computer files, Bob.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The disguise is worthless. But
you can tell that's the mentality. I'm trying to hide myself from it. But, yeah, I mean, they have people all throughout the government that can access to computers and, you know who they are. So we are headed towards this very, very bad time. And this is what I would tell people. If you can pull out cash out of the bank, I would do it. I don't know how much longer you'll be able to use it, but it does give you privacy. And your privacy is quickly going away. That's why the government doesn't want you to use cash, because you can't, you know, if you pay the lawnmower guy with, you know, $20 or whatever you pay him, you know, the government can't control that. And so they want to be able to control every aspect of the currency of the United States so they can tax it, and that way they get their graft out of it. They hate currency. And so I would tell people, as much as you can, I would try to get some currency out and start using it. And it's a form of protest that I like the fact that I carry my currency, my money in my wallet, and I can use it as I see fit without any, spying eyes looking at me. So that's, but I would also have it on hand because if there is a bank holiday, which effectively yesterday, for anybody in SVB, I don't know how long it'll take before the federal government comes and kicks in and, you know, gets the system working again. But there's a bank holiday. If anybody that wanted to go get their money yesterday at SVB couldn't get it. So that could happen to your bank. Because, again, you look how quickly this went systemic, Dave. I mean, there were banks, two, three major banks that went down, dozens of smaller banks that went down. And that's because every bank is in the same predicament. Every bank in the United States is in the same predicament because the cash was so liberal in the last 10 years, you know, and they were putting it in these treasury notes with ultra low interest rates. Now they're holding now that paper, federal, you know, those treasury notes at low percent interest rates, and now the interest rates are going up. So what used to be an asset now starts to become a negative, and they can't make their payments. And then once that happens, you can see how quickly just right down. The whole system went right down. And don't listen to what the pontificators on TV tell you, because they were telling you SVB was a very sound bank, recommended putting your money there. And it's not sound. Anybody with a half a brain in their head right now knows you cannot abuse the nation's financial system the way we've abused it. You cannot continue to endlessly print money, throw money out of the windows. You know, what do they call? What was it? Helicopter Ben Bernanke, you know, throwing it out of the helicopter. Do you remember that meme that they used to have? We just throwing sacks of money out of the helicopter. You cannot do that and have a sound national currency. And again, for your gold dealer, I would say we're going to see more and more spikes in gold and silver, because people do realize in the end that that is going to probably be one of the stabilities that they can put their money into. Gold preserves wealth, and that's what we're seeing. But again, any tangibles, you know, food, water filtration, are all going to be prized materials to hold. If you hold food, you're going to be in a far, far better position. Remember during the Great Depression, some say 2 to 4 million people starved to death during the Great Depression in the United States because they didn't have any food. And you can look the statistics up. 2 to 4 million people died because of lack of food. So if you have food in your home, as this thing goes on and the whole banking system in the United States goes under, and I think they do need to bring it under more for the federal government to get complete reign and control over it. Everything that you've counted on is going to become in jeopardy. Your access to what money gets you is going to have be jeopardy, because either you won't be able to get it out of your bank, or it's going to be greatly depreciated because of more and more infusion of funny money into the economy. And I know right now, I just watched that Democratic senator that says he wants to ban me or ban anybody who says the things I say.
Mark Kelly, the communist from Arizona. Yeah.
But, you know, it just shows that he doesn't care about what people – I mean, he doesn't care about those people, that SVB, that just lost their entire life savings, or the small upstart company that just, you know, can't make its payroll now. And if you had $2 million in the bank and you only get $250,000 back, now Joe Biden has assured everybody that's not going to be the case, but if it is the case, you just lost 75% of your operating capital. No business can survive that.
Well, that's what we saw. So, that's what we saw last Friday. The other thing that we should mention here, too, is the new Green Deal will continue to go forward, which is why silver is still a good investment, even though it rose yesterday. Palladium, platinum are two other things to watch with precious metals. And the reason I say not just center on gold. Gold is my centerpiece, but I will say this. They outlawed gold before. They can do it again. And I don't think people will obey, but if you get caught, there'll be hell to pay. The other thing that I would say, too, is you do need to collect food. To hell with the government, because here's what they're going to do. They are going to declare food hoarding laws. They're going to outlaw gardens. They're going to outlaw water storage. They're going to ban the sales of water filtration. because they want to control it all, and people need to be prepared for these eventualities. So,
well, Dave, they're already calling for rationing
just one,
laws.
One more. Well, they're not doing it yet, though, Bob. It's not there yet. I'm saying there's a window there for people to prepare. The other thing that I would say, too, is when you get a water filtration system, don't just get one. Because if you have to transport water because you're scavenging because of a grid down situation, you're going to want to have several units that your family members can help assist with. The second thing is things get lost and stolen and broken. So it's really important that you do this because you know this, Bob. On the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illnesses, according to the Naval War College, becomes the number one cause of death.
Yeah, and we're coming up on summer, so it won't be as much of an issue. But if you live in a climate that freezes, any water filtration system that has water in it and you let it freeze is probably broken.
Yeah, exactly.
Water expands. So if you have a water filtration system, you have to figure a way to keep it from freezing or make sure all the water is taken out of it. Don't put it, don't pump your water or do whatever you do and then just stick it away and let it freeze, because that water, if it's a portable pump water filter like a MSR or Katadyn, it's going to probably crack the housing as that water freezes. It's actually going to crack the housing. But even if it doesn't crack the housing and it cracks that filter, you won't know it, and you'll just be pumping your own death or disease. You might not die, but you'll sometimes wish you had. I've seen people with, waterborne disease, and it's like they wish they would die. So just keep that in mind for those people who live in more northern climates or climates that freeze. You really have to really protect that. And again, that's why, if I had a water filtration system that had that, having that extra filter that's a virgin filter that hasn't been put in water yet, it's nice to have those, whether it's, Lexapure or whatever. That way, if those filters do get compromised, you have a backup set. Because the water is the one thing. You can go without food for a while, but you can't go without water for a while. So having an extra set of water filtration filters at that point is absolutely critical. But when I said they're calling for rationing, doesn't mean it's here yet. But you see that it's in the public domain as far as discussion now, that they're calling for rationing. The best way to fight climate change, remember I sent you that article I think 2 weeks ago. The best way to fight climate change is to obviously ration. People who want to have too much, they want to have too much. It really affects the climate, because if I'm buying too much of this, just all the energy that takes to make it, you're causing more climate change. I mean, this is from the people who fly jets around the planet, who have their bunkers, who use U.S. tax dollars to put the best of the best into bunkers. Freeze-dried filet mignon, freeze-dried lobster tail, and they do have those things. That's what goes in their bunkers. And then when they have these, supposedly recalls, that food is for the peons that are going to be serving them in their bunkers. So when I call the alarm on this, Dave, I look at it from the historical perspective. Question: show me a nation in the history of the world that has abused their monetary system like we're abusing ours. It's, $30-whatever trillion in debt. We don't even know really for sure anymore. That just keeps spending money, that keeps sending it overseas, that engaged in unending wars, that survives. No nation survives it. None. They all go away. And again, the United States has to go away. If you look at their dogma, their orthodoxy, United States in its current form has to go away to implement their mark of the beast, Antichrist, globalist empire.
Which is CBDC.
Absolutely. And that's, Dave, if anything, that's the data point I look at more than anything, is the Bible. Because when I look at the Bible, let's just pick the messianic prophecies, the prophecies about the coming of the Messiah. I mean, the odds of one man fulfilling all those prophecies are quadrillions upon quadrillions to one. They're that staggering, that one man would fulfill all the biblical prophecies. They took my garment, they cast lots for it, they didn't break my bones, all those things. He'd be born of a virgin, all those things. Now, when I look at that and I say, wow, that's beyond the ability of human reason to predict that. So when I look at the prophecies concerning the end of the age, the rise of the Antichrist empire, the digital global currency we can't buy or sell, you know, I take it pretty seriously. And so I'm just looking at these madmen, and I realize this is what they're doing. Going back to, again, I'll quote David Icke again, if I know the destination, I see the journey. I see the breadcrumbs. And we're seeing the breadcrumbs on the trail right now like never before. They're there. They're obvious. Anybody who's looking is going to see the breadcrumbs, and they're going to see the destination of where it leads, because you read what these people say. You know, we want to eliminate world population. We want a 500 million people in the world. We want to have digital currency where you can't buy or sell. We want to control everything you do. We want to, you know, we want to conglomerate you into 15-minute cities so that you don't have any freedom. We want to take your ability to travel away from you. All those things, I mean, and then you look at the plagues of the Bible, the disease that comes and kills people, wars. I mean, it's all there in play right now. Never before in the history of mankind have these things been in play like they're in play right now. Now, that should scare the bejeebers out of people, except for one thing. My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I mean, that's why I put my faith and trust and hope, and I put my my security lies there. But with that, God is always merciful, so I prepare myself spiritually, because I don't know what day I'm going to go to home to meet him, and I want to be ready to meet him. But I also have to be concerned as a man and a father. I have to look that I have great-grandchildren, grandchildren, children, wife, whom I love dearly. I mean, they're my life. I love them dearly. And I would be totally remiss looking at these events we're seeing right now that are coming at us in staccato fashion, bang, 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 like, you know, 50 bullets per second magazine clip, to quote that guy, you know? They're coming at us that fast. I would be remiss as a father and a husband not to think, what is my family going to eat? What is my family? How am I going to protect my family? You see, Discover just came out and have now created a category where they are going to, any kind of gun, ammo, weapon thing, it's going to be categorized. So even though the government is not allowed, wink, wink, to keep records of what guns you own, it doesn't prevent the government or prevent Discover or somebody like that from making those records open to the government. So when you go to use a credit card, you see why they want digital currency, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
If I go to the gun store and pay $600 for, you know, a Glock, that's a private transaction. Except for the 4473 I got to fill out, which the government's not supposed to keep that information. Or if I have a neighbor who wants to sell a Glock, and we just say, okay, here's $600. You give me the Glock, I give you that. Okay, there you go. The digital system, and that's where Discover and these other credit card companies now are going into giving the information over to the government. I really did. I just needed some handgun ammunition the other day, not plinking stuff. I wanted to get some good handgun ammunition. And I went online to buy it, and guess what? Credit card declined, and I pay my bill. And I said, well, gosh, that's strange. I know my credit card's good. So I got another credit card out, and did it declined. They were not going to take my credit card and payment for that ammunition. They weren't going to do it. Welcome to the digital currency world.
Interesting. That's Dave. Yeah. I want to shift gears for a second, too, because I think we're ignoring a secondary-based corollary to this. They're going to have trouble. The Biden administration is going to have trouble with enforcement because of 393 million guns. You can register all you want. Collecting all of them is impossible. I don't care if it's the Chinese on every block. So here's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to bring in foreign occupation troops. Doug and I are of the opinion that from what we've learned and what I've known for years, both in the northern border and the southern border, there are embedded Chinese troops with a conduit to bring even more. Mexico signaled their allegiance formally to the Chinese and to the Russians by going to the BRICS nations' gold-backed currency situation, abandoning the Biden administration. But Biden is in league with them, and I believe we will see simultaneous Red Dawn invasions from our northern border and our southern border, and we will see Chinese and UN occupation, and it will be for the purposes of extermination of all gun owners.
Yeah, let me make a couple comments on that. First of all, we're going to see the evidence of an invasion. It's going to be in the open, but the invasion's already happened. We've been invaded.
Okay, our institutions and politicians and law enforcement are being occupied, but the invasion has not happened yet.
And they have state elements in Russians. The Chinese have state elements here of insurgent forces that have directives. You take out this station. You take out that water plant. You blow up that bridge. You do this, you do that. Those elements are already here. And because, thank you, Joe Biden, the border is not protected, the ability, the material to do that, whether it's the C4 or indirect fire weapons or maybe even a bacteria or whatever, are here. It's already here. So I want to make sure we've kicked that can down the road far enough so people understand where it's at.
But the actual,
it's at your doorstep.
The actual killing has not started. That's
No, it has not. But all the elements are in play. All the elements are in position to be able to do it. We just saw yesterday, you saw the thousands of people who rushed across the border violently. I mean, they couldn't stop them. I mean, there's only one way to stop them. And they won't do that. I mean, if you had chain guns there and sort of mowing everybody down, but I mean, that's not going to happen. But that's an invasion. You just saw that yesterday. Imagine when it's not just thousands or tens of thousands.
I saw something contradictory to that. On Fox News, they showed the stand down of these people from crossing the border in El Paso, three different locations.
You stand down. I mean, they stopped.
They stopped them.
Yeah. Do you think that could really stop them if those people didn't want to be stopped?
Well, the Mexican military came in and they were on one side of the border showing fake support, but they were there. And then the American forces in full riot gear and barriers with barbed wire were on the other side. And as far as the news report goes from Fox News, which I don't trust any farther than you can throw them, they showed that this invasion was temporarily stopped. My comment was someone in Border Patrol is losing their job.
Or it was a dog and pony show. I mean, that
may be true.
You might
be right on that. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. That's personally what I think it is, at the dog and pony show. But you mentioned something else, too, that the CCP is going to kill everybody, or how are they going to get to all the 330 million guns in this country? Turn in your neighbor. For what? For food.
Maybe. I don't think that's a Chinese tactic. I think it's an American tactic.
Exactly.
By the time the Chinese get on the streets, it shoot anything that moves.
Yes. But turn in your neighbor for food. Turn in your neighbor for security. You turn in your neighbor, we'll guarantee your security and you'll have food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll turn Americans against Americans.
Turn in your fellow Jew. Yeah, we've heard it before.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, Dave, I am just painting the picture which history paints. I'm not making this stuff up. This is an aggregate of humanity and an aggregate of history of what has happened to nations like ours. It happened to Rome. It happened to Greece. It happened to, Carthage. It happened to Egypt, all of them. It happened to England, Portugal, all these nations. They had their zenith power and then their collapse. And to build back better, to build this Antichrist system at the end, they have to tear down the United States. And so the hope here is, and this is where I come from, the hope is my faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only thing I can draw hope from in this, because I just look at the insanity of it all. You know, I did an interview with Craig Sorter the other day, Sawman, and this is what we came to the conclusion of. That's the hope we have. We work here, we do what we have to do here, but our hope and our trust and our security are in the Lord Jesus Christ and his future kingdom. So that has to be the forefront of what you're doing right now, because if this is the only message you hear, it can be pretty depressing. I mean, you know, when the prophets, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, you know, told people, you know, listen, Babylon's coming in, you're not going to stop them, and they're going to, you know, kill the children, rape the women, and take captivity, they weren't the most popular people in the world. People didn't like to hear that message. And there were always the other ones out there going, no, happy days are here. Best is yet to come. Best life now. There were those that were saying that. But we know how history worked that out. I mean, they did go into captivity. The women were ravished. The men were slaughtered. The children did get carried off into captivity. So we keep our eyes focused on that prize of the kingdom of God. But in the interim, the elements of your captivity, or a lot of them, are going to be out of your control. There's certain things you won't be able to control, maybe your geographic location.
No, I'll say this. I want to add to this because you're absolutely right. Wee Fang in documents, John Moore, Paul Martin, and I, and others, Scott, defense minister of China, gave a secure speech, or so they thought, to the CCP of China back in 2017. He's no longer in power, but what he did say was, we will use race-specific weapons to wipe out people in the United States, and we will spare the lives of the 14 million Chinese that are here. And he mentioned these race-specific weapons were done in conjunction with research jointly between Israel and the Communist Party in China. But there's another corollary to this, too. Wee Fang is now gone. I think they're looking at military occupation as opposed to use of bioweapons. I think this change in leadership speaks to that point. And Bob, let me tell you what I have been told, and what I have been told by someone who is relatively close to me. Same thing. There are commanders within our military. Some of them are in charge of divisions. Some run bases. This traverses all military types of command, whether it be Army, Navy, Air Force, that some of them know they have to defend against the Chinese invasion that the Biden administration is going to allow to happen, and they have made plans secretly to stand up to this. And this is part of what the purge was about with Obama when he got rid of nearly 400 command officers during his reign of terror.
And I agree with that, but you look at what happened to Stauffenberg. There was a certain element.
I'm not saying they're going to be successful. Yeah. I'm saying that although the Joint Chiefs of Staff are totally compromised, maybe with the partial exception of the Navy Secretary, who's warned against oversupplying Ukraine that will compromise our defensive capabilities here in the United States, except for someone like that. Milley, totally bought off by China. After all, he said he'd notify his Chinese counterpart if he ever was going to go to war with them. How many lives would that cost, Milley? They're all compromised. But the bottom line is, there is an element in our military that will stand up. I'm absolutely convinced of it from what I've heard many times. In fact, when I was speaking to someone who I know well, and they were telling me about his conversations with base commanders and people who'd be in position to know, he clammed up immediately, realizing this guy's in the media. This guy could repeat what I'm saying, and that's why I'm being nonspecific, but I have already known this to be true. Bob, we will have UN troops assisting the Chinese on our soil, and they will be attempting to smash American forces. How do I know that? Because of Jade Helm 15, Jade Helm 16, and Robin Sage, they've practiced for it three different times.
I think there will be elements that probably do resist what sees going on, but the globalists hold the reins of power at the DOD. Mm-hmm. They hold the reins of power at the Justice Department. They hold the reins of power at Treasury, and through their lackeys and their news media, they hold the reins of power there. So I think you might see that, but I think it'll probably fail, like the Stauffenberg thing to get rid of Hitler failed. But so what I was going back to is there are elements that right now people can't control. I mean, I can't control what Joe Biden's handlers are telling him to do. I can't control the fact that these banks are being deliberately collapsed so the government can come in and nationalize banks. But I can buy some food.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And every time you do an independent act like that, you give yourself what I call wiggle room or breathing room. You push the panic button back. So if I have that food, if I have that water filtration, if I have the means to protect myself against evil men and women, if I have the ability to communicate amongst friends, I start pushing the panic zone back further and further. Again, I understand there are things I can't control because there's always that person, well, you can't control this or you can't control that. You're right, I can't. I have to trust the Psalm 91, he that dwells in the shadow of the Almighty, you know, that one. I have to trust that God's going to give me his divine protection. But to use that as the excuse not to do anything is ridiculous. It's like the pure Calvinist who said, well, God determines who's going to get saved and not saved, therefore I don't even worry about it. Well, you know, if that's how you want to play the eternity that way. I don't want to play it that way. If I have that move by the Holy Spirit to do certain things or to repent or to, you know, believe in Jesus, I'm going to do that. because it's all predetermined anyhow. Well, if you want to gamble eternity that way, go ahead and do it. I don't want to. If you want to gamble with your family's future and maybe not have food in your home, remember, Great Depression, 2 to 4 million people died, no food. You can do it. But again, I look at it and say, I have these warnings of history. I have these warnings from the Bible. The most verified book that has ever existed. It's God's intelligence report to humanity. I have these things, and I'm just going to ignore it.
Yeah, I want to answer the question. I'm going to ask and answer a question myself here and get your reaction to it. We got about a minute for you to comment. I believe that World War III and our civil war on our soil will happen simultaneously.
Bingo. Absolutely.
You hear that?
Absolutely, because, you know, let's just say there's a grid down. I hear these people say, well, it'll take 18 months to rebuild the grid. No, it'll never be rebuilt. You take the grid down for 1 month, and people are going to go on a rampage. It'll be stripping copper. It'll be stripping anything of value to go try to hawk it, to sell it, to get a morsel of food. They'll take anything. Just look what's going on in Ukraine. I mean, you know, the people are selling themselves for a morsel of food. So when that happens and there's any interruption of services, water, you know, food, electricity, the rampage starts, and then you're going to have that civil internal conflict. It'll be necessarily tied to it by the hip, unequivocal.
All people will become frontline participants in this country.
Absolutely, because front line is your refrigerator. The front line is your refrigerator, your pantry. That's the front line. I mean, Dave, do people get that? The front line is your pantry. And you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, I know. And it's nice that people have diesel-powered generators or solar-powered generators, but the reality is if your lights are on at night, no one else's, you've become the number one target in your neighborhood.
That's why I tell people to go down to Home Depot. The blankets don't work. Night vision sees right through those blankets. You know, so if I have, I've done these experiments. You hang blankets up to hide the light. If I have night vision, there's enough photons that come through that blanket. I see it clearly. The room's lit up. Black plastic's a different thing completely. I would just have a roll or two of heavy builder grade 6 mil black plastic on hand. Light doesn't go through that. So you could actually have light in a room. Now, you wouldn't want to light it up like Broadway in there. And this is why I recommend solar generators over gasoline generators, even though you don't get the same oomph out of a solar generator. It doesn't have the BTUs, the power that a gasoline generator has. It doesn't make any noise. You know, people hear that, you know, that motor running, they're going to know exactly what it is, and they're going to come running. It's like, you know, zombies, when they hear noises, they go run to the noise. You know, you can have Goal Zero makes really good stuff. We sell it. You know, so,
okay, let's go there. Let's go there because we are almost out of time. You have a company called Ready Made Resources, readymaderesources.com. Tell people how they can get a hold of you and what they could discuss with you.
Well, they can discuss with me, you know, anything is concerning prepping, geographic location, family size, individual particular needs due to maybe disabilities, whatever. I'll discuss that with you. And then we do have, like I said, we do sell the Goal Zero products. We sell, you know, night vision, radio communication, lots of other types of equipment and supplies. And they can get there at readymaderesources.com and or go to 800-627-3809.
Okay. And Bob, on that note...
And Dave, I want to say this. I don't know if you did that, but we've noticed a big uptick since this has happened.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. It's happening. Bob, we're out of time, my friend. Thank you for coming on this most grim report. But folks, when 10 people who are experts, and we've had that recently in the last 2 weeks, are telling you the same thing, it's time to pay attention. Thanks so much, Bob, for joining us.
God bless, Dave. Thank you.